And good morning, one and all. It is time now for our Community Connection. And we have on the phone with us our guests, and we're going to have, looks like, Michelle and Danae with us. Michelle, Danae, how are you doing today?
Good.
Very well.
Well, great. Well, just as much as the K-Life Run the Ville is going to go virtual, so is our interview today. We're doing
virtual high five to you this morning,
and to you as well. Oh goodness sakes! Now the K-Life Run the Ville. This has got a pretty good life to its own. 11 years in running, but I understand we got just a little bit of a change this year. And can you tell us what the virtual run is going to be about?
So our virtual run this year is that you will go out on your own time, and you take some sort of a timing device with you, and you run your continuous 6.2 miles, and then take a photograph of your time and distance, email it to us, and we will collect all the results, and then we will have a Facebook Live award ceremony to award the top three finishers in the women's division and in the men's division. So it's not going to be quite the same level of competition as an actual race when you hear that start gun and your heart's pumping and you take off. But we think that it will still have a competitive nature that just going out by yourself or normal daily run would not have.
Now, we're also going to talk about some different registered runners, too, also from Run the Streets and Bruins on the Run. Those are a lot of your participants there. So this is going to be new to them, that is for sure.
Right. We have, to date, about 300 registered runners. Two-thirds of that group are the Bruins on the Run and Run the Streets mentors and students. Those folks have been training for months now to run this long race, and we knew that it would be disappointing to them to not have an opportunity to showcase their skills that they've been training to acquire. And a lot of these folks have been training to participate in the Oil Man Triple Challenge. And I'll remind your listeners that that is running a 5K race, the Willow Rock 8K, and then the K-Life 10K race, and that earns you the Oil Man Triple Challenge. And it's been a fun thing for both kids and adults to work towards during our running seasons in the fall and in the spring each year. It was created by Matt Pendergraf and Todd Cohn as a way to generate interest in the Bartlesville running community, just an extra challenge to support other local races as well. And so that is going to be something that people that have worked since early last fall towards, they'll have an opportunity to complete that and to earn that award.
Well, this sounds like we're making some lemonade out of some genuine lemons here. I like that.
That's right. You never know what times of trial and hardship will do for you, right?
That's true. And I always tell folks that, you know, life is good and K-Life is really good. So I want to get Danae in here. And Danae, I understand that you're the women's director. I hope I didn't butcher your title there.
No, yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. So how does this impact you?
You know, it was kind of, it took some adjustment for this little twist in our ministry. When your job is to be with kids, it does kind of throw a wrench into your plans, but I think it has been a pretty neat transition to see the way that we have been able to change our ministry to all going digital pretty much for the most part. And it's been cool. We kind of have a weekly plan, a game plan for what each week in K-Life will look like from this point going forward. And that involves virtual small groups. And Tuesday and Thursday we put out some Devo content where kids can follow along and they can still be getting some type of spiritual material on those days for sure, as well as we are trying out a live K-Life Club, which is basically like a large youth group event. And we are trying out that this Thursday, which will be exciting just to have kids join in. It'll be something similar to what they're used to, but they can still join in for a message, for some fun games, as well as we have challenges, and we have what we call Instagram takeovers on one of our social media platforms.
Uh-huh.
And this is where some of our leaders can hop on our Instagram, and they can talk about kind of how they've been impacted by K-Life, what their small group looks like right now, and just provide some sort of message that they are learning from God's word. So, yeah, it has been a little interesting to navigate, but we have been really excited that these kids finally have time and we have their attention via technology. And so it is really cool to get to point them to the gospel.
You know, there are just so many ways that technology can assist us. And I like the way that you're able to remind kids of the consistency of Christ in all situations, even in a sense where we're using virtual platforms in order to get the message across. I really think that this is really something that's eye-opening, I guess, to a few in the community. But if you ask our kids, heck, that's been their playground for a long time. The digital platforms, they seem to know more about it than we adults.
You're so right.
Kind of meeting them where they congregate already. That's not really anything novel, is it, when it comes to the Christian faith, meeting folks where they are?
Very true. And it's cool to get to do that during this time.
I want to get back with Michelle with K-Life and not only Run the Ville, but also the K-Life Ministries. How's the building project going along?
It's coming along. We've really were hampered by wet ground conditions. The foundation is coming along, and so we are really encouraged. The wet weather will not impact us as we get a little bit further down the road with the construction the way it has in these early, that we can enjoy that new space during part of the school year next year, and really looking forward to having that, not only the property, but the beautiful new building across from the high school for next year. I think we will still be able to use that property, though, during the fall football season for overtimes and bonfires. We don't need a building to hang outside, so hopefully by then we won't have any issues with a virus, and we can all congregate and do the thing that teenagers love to do best, and that's hang out.
We're talking to Michelle and Danae, and they're from K-Life. For someone who might be new to the community and not familiar with K-Life, give us just a little bit about how K-Life got going and where we are today, if we can.
Sure. So we recently celebrated our 33rd anniversary in Bartlesville, and it's amazing to me that this ministry has had more than three decades of influence in our community, and we are seeing board members now that were students in the early years of K-Life. They were some of our first small group participants in middle school and high school, and they're now some of the leaders of this ministry. So it's beginning to come full circle. And when you have a situation like this where you have adults that are giving of their time and lots of it very joyfully, then you know that the ministry's had an incredible impact, or they wouldn't choose to do that. So we're just grateful that the community has supported this ministry and that we've had such a nice legacy of students participating in it, taking what they learned to college, being able to advocate for their faith, being well-prepared in apologetics, and being able to defend what they believe in, which when you read things that are going on a lot of our college campuses nationwide, it's something that we need to prepare our young people for. They need to know why they believe what they believe and be able to defend that so that they don't lose their way when they go on to college. So that was something that I was so grateful with my own children when they went to college. They're now in their early 20s, and it's the reason why I feel so strongly about giving my volunteer time to the ministry. So Bartlesville just has really opened their arms and welcomed and supported us, and we've just always been very grateful for that.
Danae, what drew you to K-Life?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually was a volunteer for K-Life in college in Waco, Texas, and I got to see my girls have a genuine interest in knowing truth whenever, as we've seen just currently with our national situation, this world is fleeting, and it's not our home, and so these girls just had a desire to know what exists beyond this life. And I think as I was navigating what I was going to do post-college, it really stood out to me that K-Life has a heart for discipleship, for passing on the baton to the next generation and giving them the gospel, giving them the resources to carry on this message and this call of making disciples. And I just really love that Michelle talked about equipping our students, because it is our goal to equip them, and it's our goal for them to have a personal relationship with the Lord that they can then pass on their relationship with the Lord, the good news of Christ and what he has done. So I really love that aspect of K-Life, that it's not just a message for me and a consumer-based mentality, but it's how can I pass this on to others.
Well, it sounds like you're enjoying living out this, passing it on to others. I mean, I can feel the joy over the phone. I can hear it in your voice, and it kind of radiates. I guess it's kind of contagious.
Well, thank you. I am enjoying it very much.
I want to get back also to Michelle to once again go over the K-Life Run the Ville goes virtual. We are looking at this as the 11th annual, but something completely different. Now, I understand that registration is still open, and it's open here for what, just about another day or so, right?
Yes, we will be accepting registrations online through our website, bartlesville.klife.com. It has lots of information about how we're going to run the race this year. But the first thing, like you said, is to get signed up. And that way you get your T-shirt, you get your medal. If you have already signed up for the Oilman Triple Challenge, you'll be in the running for that as well. And we are just really looking forward to, we can have an unlimited, really, number of participants with this sort of format. So if you enjoy running, walk/running, which is what I do, or just walking, we'd love to have you participate, because this really is something that we can do. This doesn't endanger anyone's health. It's an improvement to your own health to get outdoors, and we have the beautiful Pathfinder to enjoy. We have easements on a lot of our neighborhood roads and streets where people can run safely. So it's a gorgeous day today. So lace up those running shoes and get out there and be healthy. And we hope to add a little bit of competition to kind of spur you on. And through our social media platforms, we'll be cheering on our runners as well.
And once again, you're going to be running on your own, and or maybe a very small group, less than 10, I understand, by law, you know, so that no one gets sick and spaced far apart. But the thing is about the virtual run, it's probably best if you do it on your own. But to get that time taken care of with a photograph, everyone has the camera thing on their phone, so you can get that done.
Right. We're lucky we have the technology to navigate this time a little better than we would have maybe 30 years ago. So that's a bonus for us. But, you know, one of the conversations that I've heard someone say, hey, my college cross-country student is home from school, and they can take their younger siblings out and pace them and run with them. So hopefully this will be a chance for families to do something together as well.
Very good. And if they want more information, Danae, what's the website there for K-Life?
That is bartlesville.klife.com.
That easy?
That will have all your information.
It's that easy?
Yes, that easy.
I can even remember that. Wow. Well, I want to thank you both for being with us here today and sharing the good life with K-Life, and also that the K-Life Run the Ville is going virtual, and how that you're addressing the concerns and continuing with K-Life with our kids and in the community as well on these digital platforms. Amazing, amazing stuff here. So, Michelle and Danae, thank you very much.